Welcome back. My guest, Wayne Bell, he's an attorney, current attorney, chief counsel of the DRE, and he then became the real estate commissioner, and he would welcome anyone to connect with him. He's on LinkedIn, and he is, like I said, a California licensed real estate broker and an active California licensed attorney, but he has not currently or has he ever been a realtor. Now, we talked about, I love that, we talked about the, well, you had no need to. We talked about the story about this guy named the Real Estate Trainers, Inc., who teaches people who want to get their license, and he went and kept taking the license and failing, and they busted him. What was his punishment, and what did you think of that punishment?
Well, the punishment's pretty severe. He has to pay $60,000. He and Real Estate Trainers. And then he's barred from being an officer instructor or giving any classes for 3 years. And that also applies to any officer, director, instructor, and any other affiliated person at Real Estate Trainers. So they're essentially out of business for 3 years because of this behavior.
And is that long enough?
You know what? That was the settlement they entered into. I might have asked for more, but that was the settlement. And we'll see if he applies to come back in 3 years. Don't know what's going to happen. Real Estate Trainers was around a long time, and they provide a great service to a whole bunch of licensees. And I know a lot of people who use them and love them. And so,
and maybe they were around before he was the owner.
I don't know that, but possibly.
I mean, how often does a real estate agent? What does a real estate agent have to do to get banned for life?
Oh, there is no ban for life, by the way. There's a revocation. And as you know, in America, we have this idea that people can be rehabilitated. And there's some pretty unbelievable stories about the folks who have come back and gotten their license back. In fact, here's a story for you. You like war stories?
I love them.
I'm not going to say male or female. I'm not going to give you a name, but there was a person who killed a parent, and they got a real estate license. And that's because they showed major rehabilitation. They had psychiatric testimony. They had testimony saying this person was abused by the parent for years. And we concluded that there should be no bar on that person having a real estate license.
What was the last name? Menendez?
No, absolutely not. No. And then the other thing, Mark,
ever issued a real estate license to someone serving time in jail?
No, not to my knowledge, although the former commissioner used to tell me she thought that they handed out real estate applications in prison to become real estate licensees. That was her humor.
Okay, so that was the repercussions for this guy.
Yeah.
You had another war story? Was it the Pinky Education Company?
Yeah, interestingly, and this was under Paula Zinnemann. She was a commissioner, two commissioners before me. And the man's name was Irwin Pinky Goldstein, and he did business as M. Max and Company. And there was an investigation done by our investigators. We sent people out there acting as folks who needed certificates for continuing education. And what this company did through Pinky is they sold falsified completion certificates without providing any course materials, assignments, or any sort of competency examination. And so a desistant refrain was ordered to have him stop from offering CE. And to my knowledge, he's never done CE since that point. And that was back in 2002. The thing that is truly amazing is that there are folks out there who would think that that's okay. It's like, here's your certificate, here's your number, and just fool the DRE. And when Jerry Brown and I talked before I was appointed by him, he was actually thinking about getting rid of continuing education. And he said, does it have value? And I said, this is why I think it has value. It provides a toolbox for real estate licensees. You put it all in a notebook and you can go to it and you can look at it and you can think about it. And the other thing is, the department was able to use the continuing education when people, real estate licensees would say, "Oh, I didn't know that. That was never brought to my attention." And say, "Well, didn't you take this class? We have a certificate from you saying that you took this class. How could you not know you needed trust funds in a trust account or an escrow account? How could you not know that there is a duty to do such and such?" And so it's both a toolbox for licensees and a tool that the Department of Real Estate can use when someone says they have no knowledge about a particular thing that was covered in continuing education.
I guess that's a fair point. My guest, Wayne Bell, an attorney, he was the chief counsel at the DRE, Department of Real Estate, and then he became the real estate commissioner and was there for about 13 and a half years. You know, I was kind of jokingly, or but seriously, annoyed with some of these questions on continuing education that have nothing to do with me, particularly a lot. And you just mentioned an example about trust funds, property management. So many agents never come within 100 yards of property management. I don't know if you can answer this question. I would love to take the real estate exam to see if I could pass today. How different are the questions from continuing education every 4 years for a licensee versus the passing the real estate exam?
Continuing education is an easier group of questions, I think. Now, Dwayne may disagree with me, but there is no examination at a DRE exam center. There, you take a program. Oftentimes, it's online, and then you take exam questions. You do exams afterwards. And the examination to get a license is looked at every 5 to 7 years. They endeavor to get rid of questions that aren't relevant to the practice of real estate. And as I said, there are it's a huge bank of questions. And if I were to sit next to you in an exam center, it's all done now by computer. The questions you have are different than the questions I have. And so there's not an ability to cheat on those machines, as there would be with a paper exam. But the effort always is to make certain that there are the most current, most relevant questions with regard to practice. Now, recently there was a requirement to have questions on fair housing laws, implicit bias. Dwayne modified his questions, and other continuing education providers did to cover those. But I would venture a guess that the examination questions to get the license are more, I would say it's a more difficult exam than the continuing education requirements and the examinations you take following a review of the continuing education materials. But there are people who might disagree with me.
I'll have to, Dwayne Gomer has his classes that for continuing education. And I guess for people who also want to take a license, pass the original license for the first time, I guess he does that too?
Yes.
Right. So he's been on many times, Dwayne Gomer. You can find past interviews with him at RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. My guest, Wayne Bell, he was the real estate commissioner, not to be confused with what was the Batman commissioner? He always called himself a commissioner. And we just got a few minutes left. The avoiding sanctions, We didn't have any war stories about agents. Maybe that's just as well. I hate to throw out negative stuff. We want to keep it real, but what's your advice about professionalism and avoiding sanctions?
Well, it's interesting, and this also goes to the disconnect between CAR and DRE. There are a number of real estate licensees. I know a couple of them who say, well, if you're a member of CAR, that automatically makes you a professional. Now, As you know, there are certain professions. There are the specialized programs, specialized study, specialized skills. That includes engineering, doctors, and lawyers. Now, there are some doctors, lawyers, and engineers who are not professional at all. And I always tell real estate licensees, you're not a profession, but you can be professional. And CAR helps people be professional. And get a little into this. You can't certify self, you can't certify that, self-certify that you're professional. Actions are what make you professional. It's following the ethics rules if you're a member of CAR. It's not enough to say, well, they're ethics rules. You have to read them, know them, and follow them. You have to disclose things that should be disclosed. You have to follow your fiduciary duty, and that's to put your client's interest first, ahead of your own, and to treat your client as you would a family member whom you actually love. You don't you make certain you tell them everything they need to know. And so professionalism is a mindset, it's an action, but it's not granted just because you're a real estate licensee or because you're a member of CAR.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because we, CAR has the code of ethics, and they really do push that. And we have a fiduciary duty to our clients. And I got to tell you, I hate these commercials for Fisher Investments because they're on TV. Have you seen these where they're saying,
I've seen them.
we
I've seen
have a
them.
fiduciary duty, so we can't charge a commission. Well, how do you
Well,
make your money? Well, the more money you make, the more money we make. Well, that sounds like a commission to me, but it implies that realtors don't have a fiduciary duty because they charge a commission.
what's interesting is for real estate licensees, when they're acting as agents, they have a fiduciary duty. It was created by case law. Some of the duties are actually in the real estate law. They do have a fiduciary duty. And with Fisher, they're just saying we deem ourselves to be fiduciaries and we put our clients' interests first. I'm not aware that they have a legal duty. I think that's just their own self-imposed duty, which anyone can do, frankly. You could sell cars and say, we have a fiduciary duty to our, and that's just the reality.
Well, I'm glad we brought that up. You're an attorney. Let's file a lawsuit against Fisher Investments. I don't like it, and it annoys me.
Mark, having
Wayne, we
said
got.
that, they could definitely say we have imposed upon ourselves a fiduciary duty, and if they follow it, they're good to go.
Well, sometimes I don't want to deal in facts. My guest today has been Wayne Bell. He was an attorney, chief counsel at the California Department of Real Estate, and then he became the real estate commissioner. Wayne Bell, great finally getting on the program. It took me 12 years. I appreciate it, and we hope to have you on again.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it, and I'd be glad to come on again.
Okay, thanks. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.